2 shots of vodka. Ooh, it's gonna be strong.
Boost up, baby.
I didn't know what to say, like how to say it.
See, I was looking
that's
too.
That's one boozed up bitch.
And that's where we start. Hello
everyone.
Oh shit.
That is one boozed up bitch right there.
Boozed up bitch.
Boozy on a Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday.
Is it Tuesday?
Boozed it's up Tuesday. Bitches going up
really?
On a Tuesday. Yeah.
It's Wednesday. Got him.
What? Oh my god.
I'm so lost. I don't have a job. I have nothing.
We'll talk about that. Anyway.
Right. Welcome to another episode of Booze Up Bitches. I'm Marissa.
And I'm Ange. And this is going to get confusing because mm-hmm. our guest today, his name is also Ange.
And this is nighttime in the morning.
That's night with a K.
We're going to get sued.
Oh my god.
But you guys can refer to me as the better Ange
from
here on Ange out. Number one.
Not even your parents agree with that statement.
Oh my gosh.
I hate to say he's not wrong.
He's probably right.
Where's my girl, Jane?
Awkward. Awkward. Yes.
So like we have been doing the past few episodes before we've really started, we were, you know, sharing drunk stories from our listeners, but since we had no submissions this week,
don't admit it.
Everybody's busy. It's fine, you know. Holiday weekend.
Everyone's too busy getting drunk.
Yeah, they're all drunk.
We all were.
Yeah, we'll get. We'll
never.
Have, yeah, we'll
what
have
is alcohol.
Oh, stop! You'll have good story. We'll
get off the podcast right now.
We'll have good ones for next episode. But anyway, so because of that. Ange, our guest, has volunteered to share his favorite drunk story.
I did not agree to this.
The second he walked in this room,
he's
he
a
did.
Liar.
So, Angela.
Liar, so.
Tell us your craziest drunk story.
Okay, fine, if I have to.
You do, you want to.
All right, the only one I remember.
That's the best one, right?
Is
no, I'm just kidding.
Me, my brother, and my stepbrother.
Oh, no, that's cute. He's your bro. He's your bro.
And his cousin. We all went to, and we went to one of my brother's friends' birthday parties.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like 19 or 20 at the time. I was not old enough to drink. Let's just say that. And we were there, and I think my brother drove. I don't really know who drove back, but I had a beer or two, so I was like, bet. But my brother and my cousin got liquored. And so when it came time to leave, we left. And then a mile in about, my cousin was just like, stop the car. We pull into some gas station, and he just starts puking.
Nice.
I'm like, awesome. So then we go back home, and everything's all fun and dandy, and we're like, we don't want to be here. Let's go to the cousin's place. So we had his car, and we had my brother's car. And I'm like, I drink the least. I'll drive my brother's car.
Yeah.
But the other guy wanted to drive his car, the guy that was just puking.
Oh, God.
So he did
don't
that.
Don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive, because the story gets worse. So anyway, we're on 80 towards, I believe. And my brother gets a text from the cousin that's like, you guys are so slow, you can't catch me. So he starts going 95 down the fucking highway.
No.
So my one beer drunk ass, I don't know how drunk I was, but if I had any alcohol in my system, I would have been destroyed if I got pulled over.
Oh, yeah. Because
that's what fucking happened. So I start chasing him at like 80, 85, and my brother's like, dude, don't do this. This is
like,
not smart. And I was just like, you right.
At least
so
he was drunk and still able to give you, like,
so
sound information.
I slow down to 70, and just as I slow down, a cop comes on the left side and starts going after the cousin.
Oh,
and I was just like, holy shit, that could have been me.
Yeah.
So anyway, we got to the spot. He's still getting pulled over and doing sobriety tests with one cop, and then another cop comes, and they want to give him a breathalyzer test, but they had none or something. But this guy was drunk.
Yeah.
He was drunk off as a skunk.
Yeah.
He's probably like 0.15 or something.
Oh, God.
So I know he told the police officer that he told him he had no alcohol, and then he said he smelled his breath, and there was obviously alcohol in it. Yeah. So he's like, I had one beer. They do a sobriety test. He somehow focuses, and somehow they let him go.
Oh, my God.
Somehow, which means somehow. The justice system is fucked.
Yeah.
The justice system.
So
literally.
Do with that information what you want. So
still don't drink and drive.
Yeah. He should have been in jail. We should have had to get him. I have no idea how the hell that happened. Marissa.
I already finished my first drink.
You're an alcoholic. It's
been 6 minutes. Oh my. This is a first, everybody.
This is a first because usually she's on her first when I'm on my second.
And I guess I'm going to have to drink all of them.
That's fine.
The only rest of that story is just he got back to his home. And we're drinking in the street, and at one point I was laying on the ground just drinking, and it was a good time. And then we went to a diner.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
That's always, and we watched Pokemon.
Oh,
beautiful really thing random. About New Jersey is diners.
Yeah, I'm gonna miss that if I ever move out of this godforsaken state. JK.
Cheers.
Jersey gets too much shit.
I know, right?
ASMR.
Oh my god.
What the? What does that mean?
I don't know when it's like, you know, like when you listen, like people make videos where they do it on the microphone and they like make they noises or they eat drink. Or they tap and they whatever and it makes noises and it gives people tingles and stuff. Look it up.
She's on something.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, she's on hard tea.
She didn't even finish her first one and yet she opened
craft
another
hard
one.
Tea.
Can you finish your first?
No, because the last... If all right, all my Letterkenny listeners, Angela loves this.
What?
The last, like, inch of beer or whatever you drink in a bottle is all spit.
Man up.
No.
It's wasted.
You drink. You want to drink my spit?
Not particularly.
So,
but it's your spit.
I don't want to drink my own spit. It's gross.
But there's so much spit in your mouth already.
Yeah. Mom, slipping it back.
I have a quick question. Is this the same
no,
cousin?
No!
Angela's trying to sabotage Marissa's drinks. Is this it's the same weird. Cousin who punched your brother in the face and broke his jaw?
I cannot disclose that information.
So that's a yes. Hey, there's no names.
I could. Yes, it was that.
Now,
oh
was
God,
that also
was
alcohol fueled though?
Oh, it was so alcohol.
Oh, okay, good go.
Also, with
roll into that.
Yeah, we were watching the Holly Holmes. Actually, I wasn't even there when it happened. At first, we were watching Holly Holmes versus Ronda Rousey, and he was saying Holly Holmes would win, and everyone was like, "Ronda is gonna win. Ronda should have won, but Holly won." And then eventually, something happened. They were like wrestling, and the cousin hurt my brother kind of, and then he tried to apologize, and my brother did not accept the apology. So literally, this happened in slow motion. I was watching them in my brother's room, and I saw him just pull back, and I was just like, "Holy shit!" and just clock him.
Oh.
And then Bob just like wrestled him to the ground. And it was a bad time. His glasses were broke. We called an Uber that he didn't get into, so we couldn't order another one. We called his friend that lived like 45 minutes away to pick him up. So we were just there. And at one point, they kind of started fighting again.
Oh, God.
And I just remember Bob was on the ground. I shouldn't have used his name, Ange.
It's fine.
Bob was on the ground. He had him in a headlock. And instead of
we
being mad that his son got punched and, like, he broke his jaw, kind of, he was just like, "You're ruining my plants! You're ruining my..." He was so mad about it.
Oh, my God.
Bob was liquor, too, but I was just dying.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
Oh, Bob loves his plants.
Was his jaw actually broken, or, like, what was the diagnosis?
I'm pretty sure it was broken, yeah.
That's what I thought.
He couldn't eat any hard food for, like, 3 months.
That's awful.
He was living on, what is it called, like, V8?
Yeah.
And coffee... and other dumb stuff that nice. My brother would drink.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Has there been ever contact with him again? Are they, like, made amends?
He came to his work, and my brother did work on his car, and that was it. It was, like, normal. They just had a casual conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Forgive and forget, I guess. Or forgive, don't forget.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, don't forget.
Just don't forget. Never forget.
Mm-hmm. I wish I forgot that.
I just cheersed myself. Own two drinks together. Yeah.
Angela's like mixing right now. It's all right, gross.
So because we have Angelo, I was like, oh, we'll drink beer. Mm-hmm. Woo. But then Marissa pulled can't up drink
beer.
Gluten-free, sorry. Marissa pulled up with wild leaf crap.
I'm gonna kill her.
No,
she's gonna disintegrate.
Yeah, don't give her
shit
the
my
beer.
Pants. That's what's gonna happen.
I'm not.
So then Marissa pulled up with some Kraft hard tea, and I
wild
had
leaf
green tea with apple and honey. So I'm drinking summer shandy and hard tea at the same time.
Naturally,
beer and tea. Yeah, they're really
not
good.
Summer
both
shandy,
good.
The other one.
Yeah.
And what are you drinking, Angela?
Middle of that in the bottle.
Nice. Cheers, everyone. Because it's graduation season and Marissa graduated. Woo!
And
Angela, what's going on with you?
I don't even know. I'll graduate eventually. Yeah. Hopefully sooner rather than later. One more class.
Yeah.
One class. So does that mean, like, when are you taking it? Like, next fall, or can you, like, get it done this summer? Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah.
So, you're done then after this.
Yeah.
So
if you could have, like, if you wanted to walk, you could have walked.
Yeah.
You know? I didn't walk either.
Oh, see?
Wow, neither of us walked. Why didn't you walk, Angela?
Well, there's two reasons. One was it was, like, $85 for a cap and gown, and I couldn't find anyone to get it for free. And the other one was I decided on the day of my last final I didn't want to because I thought I failed, like, two or three of my classes. So I was like, I do not deserve to walk. But then I got the grade backs and somehow I
even
passed.
Even if you fail classes, like, you still deserve it. College is not
hard.
Easy.
Like,
I was only there
easy.
For 2 years, though, too.
Yeah, but you did 2 years. It wasn't 2 years total, like, at that one school, but you did 2 years.
A joke.
Yeah, but.
County college.
Yeah, you still did it. You still had to, you know, show up and pass.
Yeah.
It did not prepare me for real college, CCM.
Yeah. I feel like I had two reasons, too. One was the same with the cap and gown. Like, I'm not going to pay for that shit.
I had one.
And I'm sure my parents would have, too.
Yeah.
But my second thing is they just give me anxiety and, like, why put myself through something I don't like.
It's definitely, like, really boring.
Like, something I did myself. Like, why? It's for everyone else. And, like, they didn't do college for me.
Later.
I did it.
You still can.
I'm still having a grab party. I got drunk all fucking weekend.
I wasn't invited.
Because of that. I didn't do it. I haven't gotten there
Am
yet.
Am I invited?
Maybe.
I'm leaving this podcast.
Well, if I'm probably going to have it in the lake, so.
Already graduation.
Yeah, so I just have to find out the pricing for that, but yeah, you can come.
Bet.
Great.
Bet.
So, Angelo, give us the deets about your life, now that we're talking about graduation, like,
how was
college? Because Marissa and I both did not go away to college, so we don't have that, like, we never had that experience, so, how was it, you
and
know?
You didn't have, like, the full experience, because you only did two out of, like, so a lot of people do 4 years, so you kind of are, like, in the middle, whereas you did commute to a close-by school, and then you also lived away, so.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was different. Definitely. Yeah.
Was it hard?
Yeah, it kind of sucks when you're already a junior and everyone already kind of has their friends and stuff. But it was a nice, different experience just being on your own.
Yeah.
Trying to figure it out. Sucks sometimes, amazing other times. It's just different.
Yeah.
Did you live, like, on campus in, like, dorms, or did you have, like, an apartment or both? What?
So I lived in an apartment that was on campus, but it was super far away from anything. It was as far as away from any bus stop in the whole campus. Like, no people on my campus don't even know where it is.
Oh,
okay. Starkey Apartments, baby. But yeah, it was quiet. Kind of like our neighborhood.
Were you like, did you like totally like go crazy and party hard and like get reckless? Or were you like responsible?
Yeah. I guess
still
I was
do your work.
Responsible. I mean, I didn't want to spend more money and time there than I had to.
Yeah.
Good, because that's expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time or money for that.
Mm-hmm. Did you find it any harder or easier to do schoolwork, like, when you lived away from home than compared to home? Like, I always wondered if there was, like, a difference, because, like, I was so comfortable in my room, and sometimes I could get a lot done, and sometimes I couldn't, and I always wondered, like, if it would be easier to, like, have roommates to study with or not if I lived away. So, like, did you see a difference with
that? I mean, with that, you're probably not going to get roommates that are your same major and stuff, so it's, like, I feel like school's a lot easier if you just try to do it with people.
Yeah.
And have, like, if you have some people that you can lean on, it's just...
Yeah.
The stress just is so much less. And it's
what
a lot
was,
better.
Like, your... What was your actual, like, major?
Mine or his?
Oh. Well, I know yours, but you can tell the people.
I'm an art major.
Wow.
I graduated with a bachelor in art.
Wait, but wasn't it graphic design? Or weren't you trying to do something?
It was going to be, and then it didn't work out.
So be like that sometimes.
It do be like that sometimes. But Angela, what was your major actually like? What was it?
Computer science.
Mm-hmm.
Tech geek.
So that's hard.
But that's like a really good, like, that's an up and coming.
Yeah, it was hard. It was really hard. I don't know how I passed anything.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, so you have a job lined up?
Kind of. I have a conditional job offer, pretty much. If I pass this one thing and if I get out of school, I'll probably have it.
What does that, like, mean?
That means...
Like, did you interview and then this is what you...
Yeah.
Or, like, what?
Yeah, so I could still not get the job.
Yeah.
Because they have to, like, look into stuff. And
make sure you're not a terrorist.
Yeah, that'd probably be important.
Okay, that'd probably be a good thing.
I hope I'm not. I don't think I am.
Hopefully you didn't search any sketchy things that put you on a watch
list. I
don't
know, your brother might be in the Illuminati.
Oh, you might be right there. You're not supposed to tell anyone. It's a secret organization.
He told us.
We're trusted. Like that.
It'd be like that. Well, you said only two people listen, Angela, so, you know.
Oof.
Who's going to really hear it, huh?
Oh, my God. You guys should have been to George Washington's monument. There was, like, a room of just Freemasons, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
It was, like, just, like, people that are inducted, like, one a year. They're all part of the Illuminati, and they're just in that room.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, well, what the heck? Our country's built on the Illuminati.
Oh, my God.
Good.
Good.
There it is, folks. Straight from
a brother of an Illuminati member.
Mouth of babe. What does that say? Straight from the babe's mouth.
I don't know.
Someone Google it for me.
You have a laptop right in front of you. She said, someone Google it.
So,
oh,
and
my God.
Yes.
I heard you were thinking about
horses.
Moving to Florida.
Oh, gosh.
Straight from the horse's mouth.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, okay. So, like, my listeners know.
Yeah.
Our listeners.
Yeah. Because this is like a group. This is like the two of us.
So, I did not get fired. And I still have a job currently. But, yeah. But I will not have a job come next September.
Yeah.
So, I have a job for now and for the summer. But come September, I will be, you know, jobless. And, of course, I've been, like, putting my resumes out there. And I feel like I've been applying a lot of places. And I haven't heard anything yet. And everyone's telling me not to worry. Like, when summer comes, like, then I should probably get more worried mid-July.
Nice.
But it was just so hard to, like... And I'm so shocked I got this job that it's kind of like, will I get lucky again and get another one? But in Florida, it's so super easy to get my job, like a job in my line of work. And it's super cheap to live down there.
Property tax, I think.
Well, it's very low. It's like $1,000 to $2,000. No, you're right. Like, taxes are super low.
Yeah.
Compared to here, they're like $10,000. Like, it's insanity. Mm-hmm. And you can get a nice 2-bedroom condo for like $40,000.
In the hood.
Yeah. No. No. On these, like, in these
it's
nice.
It's all old people down there, so.
Yeah. So they're
your
like.
Your crowd.
It is my crowd, you
oh,
know?
Oh, Lord. Go to bed. You're turning into Mel.
No, she's a new level of
yeah,
granny.
She's a little different.
Yeah.
She actually came to hang out. It was a nice surprise.
I know. Mel actually hung out this weekend.
It was wild.
She used to hang out
just
more.
Don't, you know, talk about her too much because her job might find her.
Yeah. Maybe
you know,
she'll
we don't
listen to
risk
an
it.
Episode.
She won't,
yeah, maybe
she
she'll
won't listen to this, so it's fine. But. Yeah. So then when I, like, once I got the idea, now I'm kind of like, oh my God. But like, even
and
if
she has
it was
a
just
friend
for
to
a
go
month,
with.
Yes.
Ding.
Marissa's
insert
like, I'll
a
go
ding
down
there. Is
there.
Like, you know,
like the
teeth
shining.
Ding.
Yeah.
I want to get the
know.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah,
she's
ready to go.
I hate winters
hesitant,
and I just need to
you're
go.
You're going to miss it. It's going to happen.
I think I will miss it, and I think I'm realizing that more. Like, there are a lot of things I like about here, but the winters, I'm, like, in a hole.
Winter's
I can't get
coming.
Out because I hate the weather. So I can't, like, I don't want to be here anymore because it's making me anxious.
Yeah.
It's not even winter yet.
Here's
so
how
I, need
I
to get
see
out.
It. Here's how I see it panning okay. out. The businesswoman in me. So go down there, get a cheap condo. Because working in New Jersey for a year, yes, like, okay, it's all relative. Like, okay, Florida's a lot cheaper, but you're paid a lot less. So it's like,
yeah.
you know,
like,
it's kind of the same.
Yeah.
But working here for a year, I saved up a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it would be easy to get a condo down there.
Are you going
to
live with Jean down there?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God.
No.
No. I heard two-person condo.
Yeah.
Better.
No. So I would ideally, I get a job. I go down there. I live my life up, beach life for the year. I can come back and stay the whole summer, like, up in New Jersey. You know what I mean? And, like, be with everyone. Because I think I really will miss.
True.
Friends and family,
yeah.
you know, and then if I don't like it, I'll have more experience and hopefully get a job easier up here because I'll have a whole nother year of experience.
Years.
But I could keep the condo and rent it out and make bank that way.
And I already asked my dad, I said, if I left for a year in Florida and came back and needed a place to live, am
I
welcome
back,
in the home? And he said, sure.
Oh, good. See, I haven't gotten
that's how he
there.
Said it.
Yeah, I was drunk, and I asked him, and he was not drunk, and he said yes.
I have not mustered up the courage to ask yet.
I was drunk, that's why I asked.
Since my mother's motto is, you can stay as long as you want, but once you leave, don't come back.
That's what your mom said.
I don't think truly that's how it would work.
Evil.
Especially with your dad, like, I just,
no,
I just can't see it being that way.
Yeah.
Eric's whipped.
Yeah.
You can come live at my house.
Yeah,
like, honestly.
That's true.
Well, you, like, yeah, you just... Yeah.
Storm your castle back and take it.
I know. So we're talking about all this graduation and all these future plans because all we want to know is, Angela, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Oh, Lord.
Five, 10.
I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. No, you can answer that, but I'm joking.
Yeah.
But if you can, unless you know.
Let's all talk about it.
Who knows where they're going to be.
So, wait. All right. You're 23. I'm 23. You're 22.
16.
Oh, my God.
Oh, stop it. We only promote legal drinking when you're up age. And Angelo's 22.
22.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So in 10 years, you'd be 32. So where do you see yourself?
I don't know. Maybe in some job that makes
money.
How about your life?
How about
you?
Where would
you
like to see yourself?
Wait, you don't live to work. You work to live.
Facts.
Damn.
Yeah.
So where do you see who cares about work?
Yeah.
You'll have a job.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I'll also be living... Jean's basement.
Yeah.
Oh, my
hopefully.
God.
She charges rent. Watch out.
Yeah, watch out for her.
So, hopefully, some job. Hopefully, some family or something, I guess. That'd be nice, I guess.
Well, you want a wife and some kids?
I want a husband.
Oh,
my God. No, just kidding. I already have, like, 10.
Husbands or wives?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
I don't see gender.
Okay.
Like some of you people, you bigots.
I do. I just like them both.
How's it going with the balloon right now? Did you get it yet?
The balloon.
The balloon. Your sex change.
Oh.
Angelo, Marissa, and I were hanging out one day, and we got real curious on
stuff we shouldn't be curious about.
Why not? Transgender people. Well, women. Women? Yes, women who transition to men.
And men who transition to women and how the surgery works out.
Yes,
how the physical... Like, curious, like, where do they put... Like, is it still sensitive? Can you... Like, all that stuff. We were really curious.
And I...
We researched some...
Yeah, I mean, I jokingly was like, oh, they put, like, a air pump in your fake balls and that's how you get, you know, an erection. But that's literally how they do it. But it's with water, salt water. Yeah, they're made out of your forearms.
Yeah, so that's real. That's real skin.
Mm-hmm.
And she works real.
Real skin.
Real skin.
That their forearm looks gross.
I wonder if it's
that.
As like thin and like soft as like actual male balls. Yeah, I know what actual male balls are like. Like, you know how that skin is like really, really, really thin.
I can't help you with that.
I wonder if it's like that because you're.
Get back
I mean,
to
maybe,
me when you find
yeah,
the
I don't
answer.
Know.
I feel like
I feel like it depends on how they like sliver your skin off.
Oh god. Moving on.
Because dick skin
this is
like
a family
okay,
show.
Let's go.
Don't even know what you were saying.
All right. In 10 years.
Oh, right.
I see myself with a sugar daddy, a boyfriend, and a girlfriend.
Ooh.
And
Mormons.
maybe in the process of getting ready to adopt my own child.
Wait, hold up. How many dogs and cats, though?
Oh, probably, like, I want to say, like, 4 or 5 dogs.
Okay.
And then maybe, like,
you're
maybe one or two cats.
It,
I'll probably have a couple reptiles. And I'd like to be living somewhere warm, whether it is stays on the East Coast or I make it to the West Coast by then.
That's cool.
And I'd like to do either have a lot of dog experience at this point and be thinking about starting my own dog business or just being like an illustrator for some like company or something
for
and
some
just doing art every day.
Combine the two.
Yeah just do it like dog portraits, your dog.
Yeah, I feel like that's, but I feel like that's more like
I'd
a side
it.
Hustle. Like I want like, if I have a dog business, it's not that. It's gonna be like a fucking kennel or boarding or rescue
passion.
Or sanctuary, like something like that. Yeah. I want it to be, like, big. I want
nice.
To have enough space to, like, take in rescues and such. So.
Nice.
That's where I see myself.
I just want to be out of my parents' house. Check.
Why?
Why?
Yes, why? Just save up the money, buy a Ferrari, and live.
At 33, though?
At 33? I need to be out.
Think about how nice that car
is. No, I don't care. I got my Honda HR-V. It's going to last me 10 years, so I'll
still
have it.
True.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Hondas are good.
Love it. I want to be out of the house. I want to have a nice house. And, I don't know. By 33, hold on.
Didn't
my
you
life
want,
plan?
Like, 8 kids or something?
No, God. Two max.
Two max?
Wow.
Ooh, that's your max?
A little Ange and a little
wow.
Mel.
Do you have a gender specification, though? Like, would you
one
be mad?
Each.
Like, what if you don't have one of each, then would you push it to 3?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not. Yeah, I'm not like, no. I'm hoping one of each, but
yeah.
If it's not, that's it. And I hope to God I don't have twins because I don't want the baby experience all at once. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I want to go through it twice. I don't know. They're so cute.
Women are crazy.
Yeah.
I get what you mean, though, now. Like, you want, like, to have a baby, and if you want to, like, you want to have two
babies
not,
yeah,
them
not
at the
same
once.
Time. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
That's hectic.
How cool it would be to have your own twin friend.
I wish I was a twin,
right?
But I don't know. I used to always think that, like, let
I
me
just
be a
like,
twin,
yeah.
but I don't want to
so
have
terrified
twins,
of being pregnant.
Which I'd probably,
I
probably, here's the thing.
Really?
Someone in my family.
That's normal over there.
Yeah, someone in my family, like either my sister, I or my cousins is gonna have twins.
Why?
Because it skips
family?
A generation,
okay.
And my grandfather
that's
is a twin.
So
yes. Not, no. Oh well, at work, the one of my coworkers is a twin, and she just had twins. And I'm pretty sure her twin sister is pregnant. I don't know if she's also having twins, but
oh my
how,
God,
that would be
crazy.
Wild.
Twins
yeah.
are cool, though. Like, that is cool that you can, like, be in the same, like...
All right, so we're talking so much about the future, and so much about the...
Future.
Yeah. And so much about graduation. Future. Because we are in, we are all in. Would you feel like you're in this, like, weird... age of life
where you have
like,
no idea what's going
yes,
on.
Yes, and like
no one has any guidance.
Yes, but at the same time
that's
you're
why
like
I've low key ended things with Brian, and that's why he's not coming to Florida.
What?
He's drop a bomb. Me, but not me. I haven't talked to him on fucking day.
Brian?
Yeah.
You end what? What did you end?
I'm like over
their relationship.
Yeah.
Didn't you do that before already?
Yes. Last summer, yeah.
Oh shit, that's Coke.
Yeah,
and
red wine.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
That does not sound like a good.
It's good. This is what we drink in Spain.
Wait, speak more.
So I'm someone who just doesn't know what they're doing ever, and I'm very indecisive, and I go back and forth a lot, and I'm just at the point where I'm not sexually into it anymore, and I. Do want to move with Ange, and I want to do my own things, and I'm only 20 fucking 3, and I think at the position where our relationship is in, which if you listen to, what was our first episode called?
Sex and Sangria.
We talk about how I would want another girlfriend, even though it sounds like he agreed, he truly didn't agree, and I'm just someone who, like, kind of doesn't want to be tied down, and I feel like with him, it's either, like, get married or, like,
yeah.
Just break up, and I don't want to get married, so...
That's fair. I feel the same way.
Yeah. Like, I'm just kind of like, why do I want to, like... I'd rather, like, test out, like, if in the future, and then ends up working out, then that's
you
fine.
Know,
but I just want to live my life. I
find
don't
that
be
happens
tied down.
When I'm in a relationship. I get so content with, like, everything.
Yeah.
And, like, so lazy to
yeah.
improve
exactly.
myself.
And
yeah.
it gets...
There's a way to be in a relationship and do that.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's way easier when you're just on your own and
because,
you kind of have to
yeah.
work
yeah. And then I, like, I'm at the point where, like, and, like, I don't do this to, like, I don't want it to make him upset and I don't do
yeah.
to shit on Brian because he's great, but he goes really out of his way still for me and he needs someone who will do that for him. I don't do that anymore because
yeah.
I'm kind of just over it. So, like, he's at a point where, like, he's at the point he needs to meet someone who they can grow together and, like, put their relationship onto the next level and treats him the same way, whereas I don't because
mm-hmm.
I'm not ready for that. So I'd rather him find someone who does that and me find out what I want to do. So
makes me sad.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
it's,
it does. Like,
it
sucks,
you.
And like, I think I am. I think I've just thought about it for a while, and
yeah.
that's why I seem so kind of like, you know, because
I felt the same way.
Yeah,
in my relationship.
Yeah.
To be
so
honest.
It's kind of just like slowly fizzling out.
And this is perfectly to what I was saying. We're in this point of life where we're technically
so
all
weird.
Adults and supposed to be doing like adult things
mm-hmm.
with our lives, but yet you think about it, we're still so young.
Yeah.
But half
we have
the
so much
you
of
go,
our life
you
to
literally
be an adult.
Log on to Facebook and half the people are having babies or engaged.
That's
yeah.
too young.
It's
yeah.
So
and
weird.
Exactly. And it's like, oh my God. And
like,
it,
what
all
is
of a sudden you
life?
Start to think like, wait, should I be engaged by now? But
well, now
no.
you can't marry those people anymore. You missed out.
yeah.
You missed out.
Well, honestly, if they're already
the
ready
time.
For that, then trust me, I'm not missing
that's a great
out.
Because
I'm still don't have a kid, like, I only have to think about myself, and that's all I want to do, because that's hard enough as it is.
right?
You know, I can barely get myself out of fucking bed every day, and I don't need
that's
to worry about anyone else, whether it's a...
What are you on right now?
Nothing. Whether it's a relationship or a child.
So, this
don't
is,
look at my...
This is perfectly
personal
moving.
Privacy.
Yeah.
We practiced it here at nighttime.
Angelo
morning.
Does not.
Who's the bitches?
Yeah, stop giving the wrong title away. Anyway, so this perfectly segues into what we're talking about, which is freaking
adulthood. Becoming an adult.
Don't dodge my
adult.
Question.
Yeah, we're dodging.
What'd you say?
I was
yes,
like, do I get
paid?
Oh
get
my god.
Don't you guys get like 10 cents an episode?
Not
no,
really.
It depends how many listens, but
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so
not really.
So 5 cents. 5 cents a listen then?
Yeah, sure. But.
Like
but
one or
anyway,
two,
so
but it's fine.
We're talking about adulthood, and apparently there's signs that you should know to know you're going into adulthood.
Yeah, so we're doing that one. Okay.
And there's also things that no one tells you about adulthood. So
yeah.
we're gonna like bounce back and forth
yeah.
between both.
So they're coming from. So we always have our list. So we have. The 6 signs you're entering adulthood like a boss by HuffPost. And then we have 9 things no one warned you about being adult from Bustle. So we'll kind of just flip flop between the two.
So let's just start with 9 signs you're entering adulthood 6. Like a boss.
Didn't you guys do something
69,
like this?
69, no, 6.
Because I remember you guys saying something about like charity, donating it to it.
Oh, I think I've read this briefly to you really quick, but we never...
No, it was in some other podcast. I think it was with maybe Debbie and Megan. There was something
that
about,
was
like...
relationship, that one.
Something with charity and donating.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm bugging. Anyway, let's continue.
Maybe you're bugging.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
You're right, though. All right.
So.
So, 6 signs, not...
69.
69 signs. You're entering adulthood like a boss.
Yeah.
Number 1, you pay your bills on time. Angelo, are you paying your bills on time?
Fuck yeah, there, bud.
Yeah.
And improving
good.
Your credit score. You have a credit score?
I have a credit card.
Nice. So, yes.
I like never use it though, because I get
you got
scared. scared that I'm going to like overuse it.
So, okay, so here's the thing with credit cards. You gotta use them to get that FICO credit score up.
It's
so
such a scam.
But you also, you're right.
Discover Student, not an ad.
Yeah.
They're a really good program. Ange told me about them, and that's the reason why I have a credit card. Now I have 3, but you're the reason I started. How many credit cards do you have?
I have 2, but I only use
3.
What? For what?
Well, I don't really use the 1 because it was like whatever, but because you need credit for anything.
Yeah.
So like when I bought my car, they do a credit check. If I did not have my credit card, they would have been like, bye, no, you can't have like, you know, you get a loan.
Yeah.
When I bought my bed, I have a Bob's credit card.
So that you can help you pay it off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So,
and sometimes they'll offer like zero interest or like certain things if you sign up for that credit card.
Don't you know you shouldn't buy something if you can't buy it twice?
Ooh.
Oh, that's an interesting.
Have you ever heard that
before? I haven't. Yeah. Drop some knowledge on us. Well, so if you can't afford it twice, don't buy it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Interesting. Okay.
That's
good. Like that.
But then again, how would you get your credit up? Unless you... What happens if you buy something with your credit card and pay it off immediate?
You're
would that
good.
Be...
Oh, it's still good.
No, that's
but
good
that
because
make
that's...
your credit better?
Yeah.
But I feel like you're just making more steps.
Hey, it does make a
it
couple
is,
more steps,
but
it will help you in the future.
It makes you look better.
Yeah.
So you're like, to like
and
lenders.
And it's okay to also not pay it all at the same time, even if you can, because it shows that you are...
like
consistent on paying off it over time.
Keeping an eye on it. Like,
You always just want to keep an eye on it and you don't want to miss payments. So as long as you can always make your minimum, you're okay.
So many things.
So like I have Discover, like I said, that one is... Who knows if I can afford that right now.
Have you guys ever...
But I pay it all. I do. I always never miss a payment, but my minimum's like $35. So as long as I'm keeping it, I'm fine. I have a Target credit card. I always pay that one off, and I get 5% off my total purchase every single time I go
That's
there.
That's pretty sweet.
And I have a Macy's, and I literally only just did that so I could buy my sister and my mom's Christmas presents and save a shit ton of money, but I still have it. And my credit score is... fucking nice. She looks good. The only reason that like it keeps low, especially when you're younger. What?
Is that your new girlfriend?
Yeah, she is. The only reason that it stays lower when it can still be lower when you're younger is because years of experience. Like sometimes you literally have to have like 15 plus years of credit experience to even have it in the green. Like that will always be a lower. So that's why you even want to start it younger so you can build up those years of credit experience because it really makes a difference.
Girl.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy.
I've had my credit card for 5 years.
Oh,
oh
you're
wow.
checking it. That makes it
and
worse.
And it says that
you can check
I know,
it for free.
I know.
My length of credit is only fair after 5 years.
I think.
Which is not good.
Let me
but my credit score, should I tell this? Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
796.
That's really good,
which
Angie.
Is, yeah, it is. It literally says
I have
very
a,
good.
I have a 762.
Nice.
Very good. And yeah, my length of credit is 3 years, and that's fair, but
it's
everything else is in the green.
Yeah.
I've
so
never missed
your,
a payment.
Get
bitch.
A credit card.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm not that great with money, but like, my credit's good, so as long as I keep it looking that way, then who the fuck cares?
Bet.
And it is nice because I know you're saying, like, oh, like, check it if you can pay for it twice, but like, even if, like, for me, like, I can't always, but like, as long as you can hit that minimum payment, you're still paying it off every month and you don't miss a payment, it still will work for you. And it can help you get those, like God forbid something happens to your car, you know? You can throw it on your credit card and then pay it off in installments, and then it's an easier way for you, and it still makes your credit look good and builds your credit, and that still gets you able to get done what you need to get done to your car, or, like, whatever.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's enough about
I have to hold on one more. Have you ever heard of, like, people, I don't know if you guys ever done this, but, like, they use a different credit card to pay off the minimum balance
yes, of another credit card. Yes, that is bad. Do not do that.
You've
that,
done it?
No, I don't, but I know that's when you're in a bad place.
Yeah.
If you're paying off your one credit card bill with another credit card, that's when you're in the bad spot. All right, enough about credit. Now you all know. Get a credit card. Number two, you always wash your face before bed. Angelo, do you take off your makeup before you go to bed?
Nah, I'd leave the clown makeup on.
Oh, God.
I actually never wash my face. Believe it or not. Like, almost never. Only when I shower, pretty much.
Yeah.
That's
good for you, because you got good skin.
Hell yeah.
See, my life is fucked up, and I wash my face every night, and I still got fucked up skin.
Yeah, you got, like, two weeks. No,
Angelo!
What did he say?
I'm very lucky that I don't have pimples.
Yeah.
And I do not treat my skin well enough. Around this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's it. So you said you never wash your face?
Almost never.
Wow.
Only in the shower.
Once I started recently getting more into, like, makeup, like, I went for probably a year or two, like, I never wore anything, which I think did help my skin a lot, like, get over that, like, those teenage years of teenage acne and puberty acne, but now I'm like, now I wear more makeup, but I think it does make me more conscious of my skin. I don't know if I wash it every time I shower, and I'm usually, like, an every other day showerer.
Definitely wash
it every other day.
Do you mean with soap?
I exfoliate. I make my own exfoliants.
Coming out to a...
And Angela's getting hers next, and then I'm going to get a couple people on there, and then I want to start my own little skincare.
So many side hustles.
Yeah, we do. We're so lucky.
Yeah.
But no, this is so real, because I feel like...
Flowing.
I used to be
your
super...
Your skin looks really good right now.
Thank you. Yeah. I feel like I used to be super... Shut the fuck up. I just told you you had nice skin.
Stupid males.
I just...
Goodness.
This is real,
turning
because...
Turning into Audrey.
Oh.
I know. Little by little.
Oh, goodness.
No, but really, I feel like I used to be super lazy. Even... Because there comes a point where you're like... Nothing's working. I'm still hideous. So why wash my face? But now I'm like, I gotta wash every day. I know.
I'm kidding.
But no, I do. I feel like there was a time where I was like, I need to be more hygienic.
But that's the thing. I think too, like in the like summer months, like when you're getting more like sun and like the vitamin D, I think that helps too, which is another great reason to move down to Florida.
I'm calling this. One of them's gonna be flossing.
Flossing like your teeth?
No, like
oh yeah, Ange must have read this sheet because we've never done this list in that one. Okay, so another one we have on here is you don't have to go out and spend money to have a good time. We are like we have become the epitome of this.
We have,
because this is we podcast and me and Ange, if we don't have anything, we walk down to the liquor store, we pick out,
we buy it by the gallon,
like a big thing, but then it lasts us for weeks and we never have to go out anywhere. We're having a good time, we're having fun, we're able to have conversation, hang out as friends, and still get drunk. And
the last time
we're safe, and it's safe, it's much safer.
We just went out Friday. That was the first time in the longest time I've been out. Last Friday, so like not even a week ago. That was the first time.
It was a cheap bar,
too. And it was still like on the cheap side, but I still like checked, and I probably spent like $45, which is cheap because I was buying everybody drinks. Like it wasn't just me. Yeah, like I was
Clubhouse.
That's where we were.
Wow.
That's why I was cheap. But like
circle.
Brian and I used to go to the Exchange all the time. Went there so much. And I worked there too for a little, so we became such regulars that like it still was cheap for us to drink there. Like
but
I
for
know
anyone
like,
else
like,
it was.
Yeah, like I remember like Ange never really wanted to, but it's true. Like she didn't go there that often, so she wouldn't get like her tab discounted like we did. Like we could go there and drink all fucking night and walk out and it would be like $24.
Isn't the crowd there like 40?
What?
Isn't the crowd there like 40-year-olds?
It depends on when night you go and, like, when. Like, if, like, the people that we know, like, I have a whole group of people I know that do go there often. So, like, if they're all there, like, it's fairly, no. it's between 20 and 30. 21 and 30. So, that's you know crazy. What I mean? So, like,
we definitely just isn't. About the bars at the door open.
I know.
Yeah. So we're adults in that way. Good
that
for us.
That is so lame, though. That's like something Mel would say.
Yeah, but we're still having fun, and we're still staying out late and doing things, but we're just not spending money. What about you, sir? You dropping money like crazy on
alcohol?
No,
I don't do shit.
Wait, right, what? Mel just started her own Instagram? She just followed me.
Yeah, she did like a few days ago.
Wow, Mel. At Mel waited a couple days to fucking follow me.
I feel so guilty every time I go out to a bar and just money just gets taken from my wallet.
Right, because it's hard. When, okay,
tipping,
the second,
buying drinks.
Yeah, the second you go into a liquor store and you pay, $10 for a pack of stuff, and then you go to the bar and they charge you $10 for one drink, you're like,
yeah,
I could have had six of these, but I have one.
BYOB is what you need.
Exactly.
Like a glass, like literally you can buy a bottle of wine for anywhere between like a cheap bottle of wine from like $8 to $14, and a glass at like even the cheapest bar
it's like
be like
$6 to $9.
Like $5 to $10.
Just
for and they don't even fill it up all the way.
Yeah,
and you can get a couple glasses out of a fucking bottle. And vodka, like, you can pour as much as you want, and if you get a big bottle, that takes a while to go down.
Hopefully you don't pour too much.
Yeah. All right, now we're switching gears. We're talking about things no one warned you about being an adult.
Yeah.
All right, we're switching gears.
So this one's by Bustle.
Bustle.
Do we want to hop right on? We're the first one. So, life is expensive. I was gonna say, like, duh, we all know that, but honestly, I truly don't think I realized this either until, like, I started driving and having to pay for things myself, like gas and shit. Like, it is fucking expensive.
Yeah, I think about it. I still live at home, and
it sucks.
Sometimes I'm like, where the hell does my money go? I mean, I do food shop for my whole family, and that's, like, between $80 and $100 a week, so, like, $400 a month towards food, plus my car. My phone, car insurance, like, yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
Angelo, how do you, how do you even live?
Do that. I
how am I living?
Yeah.
I got some bills and I'm like.
What are your bills? Like, what bills you got to pay?
All I pay right now is, phone and car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right now.
Like, car insurance or your car?
Yeah,
or
car
bills?
Insurance.
Okay.
Car insurance is such a scam.
Luckily, my parents have given me the, we won't pay for it until you have a full-time job. So if I moved down to Florida, including rent, I'd have to pay for that because, and I would consider it fair because I haven't had to pay for, like, I buy a lot of things myself. Like, I buy my own gas. I'm gluten-free now, so it's, like, hard. Like, a lot of stuff, like, my mom doesn't buy everything gluten-free because no one else is. So, like, I buy a lot of my own food. Anytime I go out, it's usually my own money. So I buy a lot of those things for myself, but I luckily haven't had to pay for phone or cars yet, but I know once I leave that's gonna be it. But as long as I have a full-time job, I think it'll be a lot easier to, like, at least make some sort of, what's it called?
Progression.
No, like, we learned it in personal
savings?
Finance. Like, but
Mark
like a
Grillo.
Thing to save, like a schedule, not schedule.
A budget.
A budget, yeah. So, like, a budget, so I can, like, type down, like, okay, what's my car insurance, what's my phone bill, what's my rent, you know, and, like, just, like, put that out so then if I have a full time I could take that out of my salary and then know what I have to free spend or save every month.
Yeah.
But I don't have that, so I don't worry about it because I'm a brat.
What, you got something to go?
Nah, my cousin said thanks, Niggy.
Yeah, she got her
for
Apple
saying, happy
yeah,
birthday.
Yeah, don't
to
flex
him.
On me too hard.
Sorry.
Sir,
you know.
Flex.
Yeah. All right, number 2.
Wow,
hard work.
Okay, sorry.
Hard work doesn't equal success. Angelo, you feel that?
No, I don't feel that. Hopefully not. I mean, it's definitely better than...
I mean, did I say always?
No, doesn't.
Oh, hard work doesn't always equal success.
I mean, I guess you fail sometimes, but...
Yeah.
I think in the end, it probably prevails. It has to, right?
No. Because look at me. No, because I feel this. Because I felt I did a good job this year, and I now don't have a job. You know what I mean?
You weren't working hard enough.
Yes, I was, Angelo. I cried myself to sleep plenty of times over work. Like,
everyone does that now. What makes you special?
Oh, my God. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you're gonna... It sucks.
Yeah.
You think you're like, oh, if I put in this time and this energy, all this good karma will come back and I'll be successful.
It does eventually.
Yeah, I guess. But not right now. So I'm bitter.
Patience from such one.
I know. It's fine. Whatever.
Can you guys believe Marissa's never seen Star Wars?
Yeah, just at me, Angela. He's just added me just right throw there.
Throw her under the bus. But this guy has never seen Harry Potter, so Harry bye. Potter,
yeah, nerds. Literally. So we're like literally and on Star the Wars, same is fucking
it? Star Wars thing. Is Jesus's.
Oh my. He made it. They're like the same. It's, both of them are these fantasy worlds, and it's the
Harry
same.
Harry Potter's a nerd.
I love Harry Potter. It makes me hard.
Nice. So that's what gets you.
Yeah.
That's what gets the
not the other stuff.
Dress up as Harry Potter and we'll have a fun night.
Mm-hmm. I thought you said you were into girls now, not Harry Potter.
I'm into both. No, I've been into both
but
genders.
But you said in specifically you wanted another girlfriend, not boyfriend. I'm on to you.
He's on to me, Angie.
All right, another
which Angie
something
am I
about.
I don't know.
Oh, shit. It is very confusing because both our moms both call us Angie.
Yeah, like I was so confused yesterday when what's Bob?
Yeah,
I kept calling you Ange.
I
was like,
somehow
what?
Never get confused when anyone says
well,
it.
Well, when it's when, your parent,
yeah.
You know it's like
yeah.
You.
Well, like everyone calls you Ange, but like,
yeah,
but like other people besides your parents
Ange.
Call you Angela,
yeah.
Probably right?
Some people do.
Yeah. It's
confusing. Yeah.
Okay, so move on to another one. You won't always get the closure you need. So this can be a lover who left you hanging, getting laid off from a job who you devoted your whole being to, or a friend who turned their back on you in a time
of
need.
Oh my god. Yo, growing up,
it's
friends
weird.
Just like...
They
yes,
just,
can
it's
we
like
please
everyone
try?
Bites that. Like
yes,
everyone just
go.
Starts flopping.
You really just, I literally had no problems with anyone when I was in
high school.
And when I got to college, I made friends, and only like one of them I talk to now.
Yeah.
Like,
it's so
I was
bizarre.
Such good friends with them, and it's just.
I actually. Sorry, go ahead.
Did you. When you lost your friends, was it like you drifted apart or like you fight?
It was
fight?
A mix of both.
Yeah.
When we were at Ange's boyfriend, Jimmy had a party this weekend. I actually like vented to his freaking grandmother and sister about like all this stuff. Cause I told the sister, she's still in high school. And I told her, I said, listen, no one tells you this. Oh my God. This is like our list.
Wait, who
like,
you tell?
I told this to Jimmy's sister, Rihanna, who was on our episode a couple weeks ago. I told her, I was like, no one lets you know that like, you're going to lose friends and like, it's mostly because you're adulting. So, like, once you start, like, getting into, like, this adult world and you get into college and you start working and you start attending school and you start worrying about yourself almost because you're just like, all right, how the fuck do I survive and get through this weird age and time? Like, people just, you just, either you get in fights or you drift off. And sometimes the fights are usually because, oh, my God,
you
don't hang out with
each
me
other
enough.
Anymore.
And it's like, well, I'm just trying to live my fucking life. Like, you haven't hung out with me either. I'm working. You're working. I have a significant other. You have a significant other. I am spending time with my family and going to bed early. And so are you. And sometimes people, like, even if they're doing that, they don't understand it. And then you have friends who aren't doing that and are still basically living a college life, even post-college, where they're going out every night,
yeah,
or getting drunk, like,
influences.
Doing whatever. Yeah, and, like, they're upset because you're not coming out all the time.
But,
you're like,
yeah.
I have to wake up at fucking 7 o'clock in the morning tomorrow.
Yeah,
like,
what
I'm
do
not,
you want
I can't
me?
Go out.
Yeah,
yeah. Or I'm trying
it.
To save up my money, or I don't have money, and I don't want to go out right now. Mm-hmm. And people don't understand that, and it's such a shitty time because you can lose friends who you thought that they were the strong ones that you're going to be with forever, and they're not fucking there no more,
sometimes
and
they
don't want to be a part of it, and it's hard. It fucking sucks.
Sometimes they bring more friends. Sometimes they have to choose sides, too,
yeah.
Some other friends, and you lose Yeah. Just exponentially lose friends.
Yeah.
This sounds like you have a story.
I feel like if we talked about this in depth, we could be here another 2 hours.
Yeah, I know. I feel that too. And we surprised we're already at a fucking hour. I just thought that this was, I know, but I thought that like this was like a short one and it's not.
No. But all right. So here, so I'm in kind of.
Quickie with me and leave. Oh. Okay, Marissa.
Use them and lose them.
Whoa. Girl power. More respect to you. Femininity.
Even though you transitioned.
Cheers.
I didn't transition. I just floated in between.
Is that legal?
I've been floating in between.
Since who?
I came out like 3 years ago.
Came out as what?
Bisexual.
Is that a gender? No.
No.
What? Oh, we're talking about my dick.
She doesn't actually.
I'm just feeling my three things. Okay, my three drinks.
Here was with, what was we were with me? Like, I feel like I lost some close. Oh, God. Listen to our last episode and you'll understand.
I don't know if my ears can take it.
No, you can.
I'm going to listen to it with Linda.
No.
Who?
His grandma.
Oh, my God. No.
Anyway, here's the thing with me. I feel like I lost some close friends before college. Yeah. So, like, once I hit college in this age, it hasn't been as, like...
Because you didn't go through college.
Yeah, it hasn't been as recent.
Been long.
But, like, any friends that I made in high school towards the end, I'm not very close with anymore. Like, that's just, it's dead, dropped off. Yeah, it wasn't stable enough to, like, last, you know, after. So, I mean, I haven't gone through any friend breakups recently, but I did... Right, like earlier, you know what I mean? Early in high school, I lost people.
I think I was,
but I do get that.
Friends, late high school.
I'll like go into it. So like, I was always upset that like, oh, like all the friends I had when I was in like elementary, middle school, I was super close with. Like, I never had that. Like, oh my god, this has been my best friend for years, and we're inseparable. And like, I always thought I was jealous of that. And then I realized, like, wait. I met Ange when we were probably in elementary school. I don't know a specific year, but I probably became, like, closer with her towards the later years of elementary. And then by middle school, we were, like, very close, especially by eighth grade. Like,
yeah, we were, like,
very,
BFFs.
Very close. Yeah. And then high school came along, and we didn't have any classes together, first of all. So
we did different sports.
So we weren't seeing each other. It wasn't like we didn't want to be like friends. We never had a fight.
We just literally never hung out for three years.
And then senior year comes along. We walk into the same fucking English class. We become very close.
Mal.
Miss Mal, yeah. We can become very close.
She's amazing.
Yeah, she's great. And then we decide we're going to the fucking same college. Like, so it was, like, crazy. And then we went to 4 years of college, and here we are. And we're still, like, we're talking about moving out together. So I think, like, I've had this whole, like, oh, my God, I'm so, like, I think I'm low-key jealous. And now I'm like, wait, I have this friend. I've actually known her for years. Like, even if we've, like, drifted in and out. And never due to a fight, just because, like, that's what happened. But now we are here, are close. And I'm like, okay, like, I have a friend I have known for years and someone that I think I'm going to have, like, later on. I want to have on later on.
I know now.
I feel, like, content now.
I feel... Yeah, and I honestly feel the same way. Like, I don't have someone I can say, like, oh, we've been friends since kindergarten.
Yeah.
But it's still a long time when you think about it.
So it's a weird. Time.
But I think I know now.
Tornado warning till 9 o'clock. Take shelter now.
That was just thunder. Did you hear that?
Oh, my God. We got to go outside after this episode. Okay, we're done.
What? We got to get inside.
No, I want to see it.
No, we're storm chasers. We're going.
Basically already outside. This is above ground. Yeah. So.
I feel... Knock on wood, that I can strongly say now that the friends I'm with now are going to be lifelong.
Like
it's solid.
And
now.
I thought that too. And I'm not saying that yours won't.
Yeah.
I thought that about a couple even in like a year ago, within the past year, and I have lost a couple. So it's crazy. But I think you truly know.
But now that like, exactly, it weeded them out.
Like I weeded them out. And even if it was recent, I still weeded them out. And
because,
now I feel good.
Yeah, because, okay, what?
Even if it's two. I have two strong friends. I'm like, all right, I'm going to know them. Well, not, I mean you and Jimmy as, like, a collective.
Oh, yeah,
and
no,
then,
that's
like,
fine.
Me, so.
Yeah. But I think by now it's, like, pretty solid. And I know, like, yeah, recently, yes, you lost someone. But if they're complaining about reasons, it's like, that those reasons will happen again. If their whole issue was like, oh, because you're in a relationship, you're going to get into another relationship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know what I mean? If they can't handle that. Friends. Yeah, exactly. If they can't handle that and if you can't be understandable that people have their own separate lives and they have their own stuff to do, then guess what? Like, you just got to go. You just got to go. You
Got to go. Yes.
Oh, goodness.
Like, Angela, what was the last time I saw you? Like, freaking Christmas.
Yesterday.
Well,
but then you start off like where you left off, and if that can happen, they're a lifelong friend.
Exactly. Like, haven't seen you since Christmas, and now you're back, and it's like you haven't left. Yeah. And it's great. And, like, same thing with Audrey.
Yeah.
Haven't seen her since Christmas. Saw her last week. Same. It's like nothing happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's when you know it's true, because they understand it, and you understand it, and that's why you can pick off like that. Pick up like that, without there being a problem. And when you meet people who want to have a problem and start fucking shit with you in college, like, oh, you don't see me, you don't make time for me, fuck them. Because, oh my God, I wish I could fucking name drop right now, but I'm not going to. Like, fuck them, because, like, you need to live your fucking life. Like, and if they can't, they're living their lives too. So if you're understanding it and they're not, then you're already on a higher level of maturity than them, and you need to, like, let them go.
Holy shit, that thunder is scary. Oh my God. We're going to die. This ties perfectly into the next one.
Okay.
Not everyone shares your values.
Yeah.
So this is where you do lose your friendships, right? Yeah. Angie, why'd you lose your friendships? Was it values, or are you just like, we don't see each other anymore?
One of them was kind of like, my one buddy was like getting way too, he was trying to like make the decisions for me.
Oh.
Like how I liked that. Controlling? How I liked this one girl, and how he was like, trying to start problems because he wanted us all to be single. And
That's some sabotage.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, I get it, but like, I'm gonna do my own thing.
Be
single throughout college.
Like, that comes into it too. It's like, if you're a true friend, you're gonna be understanding and like let your friend live their life. This is so cliche, but be happy for your friends when they're happy, you know? Don't try and say, oh, you can't date whomever because I'm single.
Mm-hmm.
You fucking pussy bitch. Bye. Okay.
Next one.
Oh my God. Number 7. Friends and family will come and
go. There were 6.
We're on the other list.
I've seen family come out, and you never think that that's going to happen, but like, that fucking happens. Like, I have cousins, I have aunts who, like, I don't see anymore. Like, they drop the fuck out, and it's weird. Right, Angie?
Yeah. I don't know.
My mom just asked me if I was in a basement right now.
Yes.
Literally was just like, are you in a basement? We interrupt this message for a brief tornado warning in our area right now. So we're going to
enter. Oh my God, my computer!
Oh my God.
Tornado warning for Morris. It's Sussex County, New Jersey.
Oh my God. Like, warning right now. We're going to enter some music right here, and we're going to let you know how it goes.
Minutes. All right. If this episode doesn't get published, because we died.
Probably died. Thank you. Bye.
Hello,
boozy bitches.
So, for all our, not only our alcohol lovers, but our book lovers like us, Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. So to get this great deal, you just go to audibletrial.com/boozedup. That's audibletrial.com/boozedup. And I know with my free audiobook, I am looking at getting Sharp Objects by Gillian Flynn, because, because, you know, I like my dark stuff, and I read Gone Girl, so I'm assuming this one is gonna be, you know, as amazing as that first one.
Yes. And then for, you know, on the flip side, not that Ange isn't on the same page as me, but right now, I love Harry Potter. I have a tattoo of the Deathly Hallows. I love Harry Potter. My mom used to read me the books, and then I was too lazy to ever actually read them myself. Now I'm getting back on that, and Audible has every single book on there by J.K. Rowling, and I can, instead of having to hold it, I can use my phone, my Kindle, you can also use an Android MP3 player, whatever you have, and I can listen to it on my drives to school or my drives to work, because it also has the audio track, so you don't even have to sit down and read it, so it makes it so much easier for those who spend a lot of time in their car or running around. You don't have to sit down with a book if you don't have all the time, which is really cool. And they also have over 180,000 titles to choose from.
So you're gonna find something you like.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Like, whether it's like, yeah, it's like you want to sit there and read a book, or you want to read, you know, a nonfiction, or you, even if you just want to learn about, you know, something like
what's
yoga,
going on
business,
today.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Like, they have different types of genres and everything for you to do.
So go check it out. Go, that's again, to get your free book and your free membership, go to audibletrial.com/boozeduck.
That's B-O-O-Z-E-D-U-P as in Patrick. Boozed up.
Thanks, bitches.
Thank y'all.
And we're back and we're alive.
We survived
so far.
It's officially 9 o'clock, so the tornado warning passed. We had a live video on Insta. Go watch her, because I shared her, so she's somewhere on Instagram. Don't know. But we survived. And where we left off was that friends and even family would come and go. So I was saying I've seen aunts, cousins, like, come and go, like, uncles, whatever. So, Angelo, have you had that experience?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like when people hear that, they'll probably think more go than come.
Yeah.
But I think it's late. Equal, kind of, surprisingly.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
as sad as it sounds, like, come and go doesn't only mean, like, go, like, do their own thing.
Yeah,
like, some people
yeah.
die. It happens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Believe
well,
it or all not.
Right. Angela, I don't know if you want to go into this, but you have a unique family dynamic because you have a bajillion aunts and uncles
it's
and cousins.
Six bajillion,
yeah.
actually.
Alright, can you go into that real quick? Because that's really interesting, actually.
Yeah.
It's so confusing, I don't even know
well,
where
okay,
to
so
go.
How many actual siblings slash half-siblings does your mom actually have?
My mom will get mad if I mess this up, so I'm pretty sure it's 43.
Oh,
yeah, 43. So, and
might be 44. I think she's one of 44.
Children.
Yes.
And they're, what is it? Called polygamists?
Polygamous Mormons.
Mormons, okay. So
in Utah.
Yeah, so your mom has 43 half siblings. Some full, obviously.
Yeah.
But then most of them half, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you
all
have
from
like
same dad?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
All the same dad.
And
which
three
is so
different
cool.
mothers.
It's
three
good.
Different moms.
It's
interesting
three,
as
yeah.
fuck.
I mean, three different moms. That means each mother had, what?
15 kids?
About, yeah.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Insane.
I don't even
How?
I don't even want to have the two that I want.
I don't want any at all.
Yeah.
I can't imagine having 15
it.
Fucking teeth.
Hopefully it gets easier as you go. Hopefully.
Maybe. I don't know, though.
Just so stressed out.
Every pregnancy is unique. Everyone has its pros and cons, its complications and such.
But I don't know. I think, like, the more you have, they just fall out.
Yeah,
it's easier.
Pooping.
She widens.
Yeah,
she
stretches
just
out. It's
fine.
How did
my
you know
God.
I was pregnant?
Oh, God.
I think
oh
two
God.
Of them are sister wives, I think.
Aren't they not all sister wives?
No, like, they're sisters who married the same...
Oh, God! Like,
oh
legit
my God.
Sister
Not my mom's
wives.
Mom, but I think the other two are related somehow.
Oh, wow. That seems just, like, fucked.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's crazy. Wow.
Like, legit sister wives.
So you probably have, like, an endless amount of cousins.
I have 43 brothers. She has 43... I have 43 aunts... And they all have a bunch of children because they didn't stop either.
So you probably have like 100 cousins.
Over that.
At least.
Yeah.
And that's freaking wild.
Wild. And you've never met all of them. Not even close.
I go out west and they're like, oh, I remember you. You remember me? I'm like, hell no. I never knew you. Yeah. How the fuck do you even
know? How do you fall within like all the ages of them? Are you like in the middle? Are you on the younger side, on the older side?
I don't know. Anyone that's like older than me, they might be my cousins, but I'll still call them like aunts and uncles.
Yeah, because they're that much so older. Confusing. Yeah. Too. Yeah, that's so crazy.
But there's some my age.
Yeah.
Uncle, not uncle, my cousin Bucky.
Bucky!
His name's Marvin, but everyone calls him Bucky.
Aw, that's so cute.
So some of them are around my age. It's a whole different culture out there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's crazy, though.
It's a different world.
To meet, like, a family that's, like, in my world, like, our area of the world, and, like, come from that and, like, have that experience as well.
It is. It is, like, a different world.
It's so crazy. It's, like, crazy to think about, because that doesn't happen around here, you know? It really doesn't.
A lot of places.
Yeah.
It's, like, that's, like, the only place.
So you don't plan on going back out there and joining that?
You don't want to have,
maybe
like...
Maybe if I hate my life, you know where to go.
You don't want to have five wives?
I can barely deal with one girl.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. No, I was just kidding. No, just kidding. Don't at anybody. We're not calling people out today, right?
Please. No, we're too nice.
No, we're too nice. We're too nice. Shit happens. But you're only you're only 22. It's fine.
You did date twins, so. Not actually.
What?
Not me, you.
Me?
Yes.
No, I said Angelo, you dated twins just because they look so similar. Angelo has a specific... Oh, you did date a twin! Katie. I mean...
Oh, Katie. Yeah, I forgot about her. I forgot about that. Oh, but like that your two girlfriends look the same?
Angelo has a distinct type.
Honestly, I barely even knew it was another girl.
Not going to be the same.
A white... Curly-haired brunette with brown eyes. Yeah.
Who's nice, but maybe a little crazy.
Yeah, they look exactly alike.
Teaches, what did she teach? She taught jazzercise. Zumba.
Zumba.
You like that?
Zumba.
Yeah, I remember your story.
Hey, everybody, all Zumba. Ah. Zumba. Okay, next one.
On to the next section.
Yeah. Alright, some goals take longer than you expected. Do you feel this, Angelo? Because your whole like transferring and shit?
Not really. Honestly, I feel like everything's been... You just set the time course and when that's over, you're done. Hopefully. But I mean, I thought I would be graduating by now, but I still have one more class.
Yeah.
So
but
exactly.
That's the way it comes to the plan. It goes longer than normal. And
absolutely.
Yeah, you too?
Oh, same. I thought I would graduate in 4 years, and here I am. I graduated after five.
But that's not normal. But in my head,
I think I thought it. So, like, even though maybe in my mind I wasn't like, oh, my God, this is my goal, I still thought, like, that's how I thought four, like, 5 years ago that, oh, yeah, I'll be graduating in 4 years. Because I like school and it's easy. And it wasn't that I didn't I didn't even take anything off. I was in at least 4 or 5 classes every semester besides my last semester. I just switched majors and whatever. So it's like, it doesn't mean it's anything bad, but it happens. You just don't always expect it, but.
How bad is your debt?
Oh, I don't have any debt.
What?
It's cheap as hell when you get a fucking scholarship. We walked out with no debt.
How?
That's why we went there.
But. Yeah, no debt. So
yeah, because it's only about 30 to a tent, and that's without living. So we both didn't live. So it's about 30,000, and we both got about 20,000, right?
Scholarships.
Both got $20,000 scholarship, and we both had FAFSA.
For being smart, I didn't have FAFSA.
No,
you guys.
I did. I had FAFSA, so my parents got like refunded a couple of years too, like literally got money back, because my dad had his own business with like. Couple employees and didn't make that much, so they gave me a lot of money.
I didn't have that, but yeah.
But there's like those random loans too, right? Like, did you get a couple, like, you know, like they give you those random loans for like 5 or like 3?
No,
or,
I didn't take any loans, so I don't have any debt, but I had the scholarship.
My parents told me I only had like a little, I think, but I don't think they're making me worry about it because it's not enough that, like, it's like, okay, you're going to take care of some of this too. It's like enough that they can say, well, we put our daughter to college, we'll help her pay for a little. In total, I don't think I cost any more over like 10 or 15 grand.
Yeah, no,
but they pay for my car, but, like, that was the deal, so whatever.
Jeez.
Yeah. That's why I picked to go there, though. When I visited that college, I didn't like it. We literally walked out mid, like, not orientation, like, open house. I told my parents, I was like, I hate it here. And then I'm like, okay, so you left.
Yo, me but too! I literally cried myself to sleep when I accepted because I did not want to go there at all.
But it was the cheapest plan.
And but I like, did, I and it was fine. But
yeah,
I did not want to go there at all.
Damn,
yeah.
You're just shitting all that school.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, honestly, 100%. After I've gone there, like, I don't hate that I went there.
No,
like,
me
I
either.
Loved it.
Yeah. Looking back, it's good.
There were some huge pros to that school. Like, I didn't have to walk fucking miles from the parking lot. Like, that was nice. Like, there were definitely, it had its pros and its cons, and I'm definitely don't regret going there. But I also don't think I'm done with school. So, but I got one thing done. I have one bachelor's degree, and, like, I'm proud of that, and then I'll just work towards whatever certification, degree, or whatever the fuck I want to get next, because I like to learn.
Fair.
Boom!
Cheers.
Mazel tov. Mazel tov.
Bitch.
Bitch.
Your bitch is drunk.
Nice. Same.
A little bit. She buzzing. I'm buzzing.
The next one, Angelo, this is all for you. Ooh, yeah. Stuck. Not done.
Can we I'm sorry. Can we do number six on the other list too?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. But you can do it. Did you want? All right. So back, let's just switch back to the other listers because, like, deep talk.
This
okay?
is like if you're being a boss.
Yeah. Your happiness matters more than ever. And I think that this could tie into, like, how we're talking about, like, how, like, people come and go and stuff like
that. And
we're
just, you're living for yourself.
Yeah.
Not for others.
And it's like you almost, like, what was the one? Like, you are seriously, like, you're less selfish. And it's like you are, but you're also, like, self-care. You realize how much, like, self-care and all this stuff becomes important. Because you're like, I want to get through life the way I want to get through it. And the people that are going to stay with you are going to stay knowing that. And they're also doing that for themselves. And you can fucking bond over
high
that.
Five
and your happiness.
Fuck around
so
again.
Important. Oh. It is so important to be fucking happy. Like, that's the only way you're gonna get through it. If you're depressed, like, you're, like, going all over the fucking place. One more.
Okay. Go ahead, Angela.
That one hurt.
I was gonna say that at this time in life, you realize, like, how important, like, time is.
Yes!
And, like,
time!
Yes!
Time,
have.
That bitch is precious!
Yes!
That's
yes.
just
yes.
more important
minimal.
Than money.
Yeah.
Maybe not when you're, like, 16 or 17,
yeah.
but now you just see
it's
just go away.
And I'm sure
and
it only
just, like,
gets even
back.
More important as you
yeah.
go on when you start, like, losing time.
You're like,
almost.
Do I really want to hang out with these people?
No.
When I could do something else,
yeah.
you know? She's the thunder's still going.
She's coming back
thunder.
To get us. But
can you imagine if I
thunder.
Got another fucking thing right now? I'm
God,
never leaving this house.
These tornadoes are fucking
another
us
up. What?
A warning.
But another warning, I wouldn't leave. I'd just stay here. I'll just stay here for the night.
My
I don't have work till 12
backwards.
Tomorrow.
It was like this.
I saw you take it out of the thing before.
Fucked
so.
Up and put his phone in the case upside down.
Fucked
but
up.
No, you're so right. Time is like. That is what's important.
Whoa.
Bro.
Where'd it all go? 2,400 miles an hour. Whoa.
Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Fucking time, bro.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Hey, we're,
said
doing,
time.
We're doing a really... we're at an hour and 20 minutes right now.
Fucking
even if
all
we,
right.
like, cuss
so,
us out. Like, that's a... But I'm saying this is a... You got a long one going, Angelo.
What did you expect?
We love you. Anyway,
yeah.
The
this
future.
This is why you pay me the big bucks. No? Okay.
The future is inevitable.
Can we go into this one now? Okay, sorry. Go ahead. The future.
So
yeah.
from.
No, it says failure.
No, wait. Oh.
And.
Ange, call out. Call out. Don't go tomorrow.
I can't even read words.
Literally, don't
right.
go.
Failure.
I just pulled a strand of hair off of my root.
Was it gray? Oh,
no, it's not. Ange sucks. Ange sucks because she points out all my fucking gray hairs because I'm graying young. It runs on both sides of my fucking family. I can't help it.
Lose.
I just colored my hair. You were with me when I fucking colored my hair. I don't have any grays right now.
Oh my God.
Why God. Losers.
Oh my God. And I have gluten sensitivity. Like, literally just.
Okay, no, that's not funny.
Just
shoot me.
That's fucking serious.
And I have an underbite. Shoot me down.
An underbite?
Underbutt?
Yeah,
big butt slut.
Oh,
with the
we never went over that. Like
what,
that's my that was my
a
nickname.
Side podcast slut butt.
Cut. No, that my was... my nickname in middle school was big butt sluts.
Really?
Yeah, because no. It rhymes with her name. Last name.
It rhymes with it, and it and like some random kid started it, and like he literally, and everyone was like, "It's so funny because you're like
it?
Not a slut."
You definitely remember
Derek Kritz.
The boy,
Derek Kritz,
first
yeah.
and last name.
I had a bio with him.
Yeah, but yeah, he was the one who started it, and then it
name
kind of continued.
It.
Like even if I told people, like it still makes its way. Clearly, here I am at 23.
At
I got that nickname when I was 13.
Butt is like.
Whoa, Angela, chill out.
I'm trying to fucking blow out the mic.
The mic, like, look at, like, let's watch these spite. Oh, whoa.
Hey.
Hey.
At least big butt is now a compliment. When
yeah, yeah
was,
no,
back
I,
in the day,
yeah.
It was,
you got fucked up with
you
it.
Got lynched.
Yeah, her, she's so big. Yeah, look, these are literally probably all fucking clinks. Look, ding,
yeah,
ding,
they literally
ding,
are.
Ding. Look at all those fucking spikes. Are you kidding me? Can you chill out?
Excuse me?
All right, let's try this again. Failure is inevitable.
Failure!
So, from childhood, we're supposed to believe that to avoid failure at all costs, but...
Get it together.
Failure is nothing but a pit stop in this journey of life.
Well, yeah.
This journey
called life.
All
we
right,
have
I'm
lost
done.
Control
I'm
here.
Done. Yeah, this is getting real out of hand.
Big butt sluts.
Cheers.
She's cheersing with herself, everybody.
Second time tonight. It's fine.
And she's not even going to drink the last sip of her whatever.
Yes, she will. It's not in a bottle. Oh!
Oh!
Oh, John.
She's going to spit it back out.
No.
That's a little different than a bottle.
Anyway.
That's racist.
Angelo.
Thank you.
Do you feel closure in your life?
Like, how do you feel right now? Where are your, what's your current state of mind about
deep
just living?
Question.
Yeah, so
now
go
I
into
know.
It.
I'm a lit. I'm not doing anything right now.
I'm a lit.
So
I'm a lit.
No, but seriously, like,
what?
How do you feel?
Yeah.
You feel successful,
just,
all right, you feel
I know,
like a failure.
I know this
you
might be a little
like...
deep, like you just went through a breakup. You just are basically done with college. Where are you at? I'm in the same place as you right now,
I'm
basically.
Lost.
So like,
you're lost, exactly!
I feel you,
it's
like
okay.
It's okay.
But I'm not terrible.
But this
there's
is an okay
that.
Time
for...
No
oh,
yeah.
No, there's
like, this is an
idea,
okay
but...
time to be lost. And think about, like, once you get this thing done, like, you have a degree under your belt, and you've had, like, life experiences. You even... All right, first of all, you have one class left. Like, you still took a year less than I did. So, like...
Yeah,
and we're in the same spot. So, like, just, like, think about that. Like, you're fine. And I have... You know, talked to myself and told myself it's okay that I am where I
yeah.
am. So,
it's good to
it's, I think this is an okay time to be lost.
I hate people that graduate in like 3 years.
Yeah, fuck
yeah.
you
fuck
guys.
Those people.
Yeah.
That ain't realistic.
You're listening right now and
fuck
you graduate
you.
In 3 years. You're
fuck
probably really
you.
Smart. We
it's
you.
Not
we
fucking realistic.
But we still appreciate you.
No, we don't. Fuck you. You did it too
come
fast.
Come on, I'm trying to get that fan.
I just hope
kidding.
You lived in high school a little. You
yeah.
know? If you
yeah.
lived in high school and then you can graduate in 3 years, like, okay. Like, I feel like
sense.
I didn't live much in high school.
Me either.
And then it
I
took
did.
Me 5 years to graduate, and now I'm like, but I'm ready to live. So I feel like it's like, whatever. If I'm taking my time, I'm taking my time. But, like, I also feel, like, mature at the same time. So it's fine.
Yeah, no, we're good.
Yeah. I just watched the movie Booksmart. It's a really good, it has really good tips on, like, how to handle your life. It was a really good movie. And I'm in love with the fucking girl in the Caitlin Dever. She's so hot.
Oh my god. So. She's a full on that.
She's woman. A full on lesbian tonight.
Tonight.
I can't blame
yeah,
you.
Maybe tonight. But not all the time.
How comes people in. Think guys are attractive?
What? I don't even think they are.
How do people?
Oh.
I don't know.
I mean, dicks aren't that bad. Yeah. I mean, look at vaginas. I mean, they're kind of weird compared to them.
For the first time today, I learned that there's an innie and an outie vagina.
Yeah.
And I looked up an outie and I was like, whoa!
Yeah, it's basically just like an enlarged clitoris.
I am an innie, but...
I didn't think I'd get that out of her.
No, because I honest to God didn't know.
It's like, yeah, no, I'm basically...
Your meat is on the outside.
Yeah. Yeah, my meat is on the inside, too, so when I see it, I'm like, what?
Give me strength. Jesus.
But I feel like I would, like...
So I looked... Right, like, I googled it. Naturally.
I'm stopping.
I googled it, and I didn't get the best images. So if you can Google... You can send us your outie vagina pics.
Yes!
I'd appreciate it. Yes,
send them. I want to see.
No, but I seriously do, because...
I love the human body. Like, not even sexually. Like, any human body, like, I see it as an art form, and I love it.
Yeah, I did.
I truly do.
Whatever.
I've drawn naked body.
What happened to my nudes?
No, I don't. I deleted your nudes.
No, but where are the drawings of them?
They're at home. Probably.
Sure. Yeah, I'm really disappointed. Angela
wants to see your nude drawings.
That's fine.
Should I put them up at my grad party? I want to have like a Marissa gallery.
Nope. And you are drunk.
Oh, like my face isn't in there. Well, yeah, that's true. I'll put it on
my neck down.
And then if someone asks, and it's a good person, I'll be like, anyone. Yeah, it's Ange. And
no,
then if
it
it's not,
legit.
I'll say it's someone else.
Yeah.
I'll say it's someone I had in my life drawing class. That was the most amazing class of my life, was having a naked person stand in front of the classroom and you just draw them. It was amazing.
Would
we
you
had
ever do
so
that?
Many different...
I did.
Fuck
it.
Yeah. Do you know how much money you make off of that? You can make $300 for like a 4-hour class. And you get breaks in between. Like, you don't have to stand there the whole 4 fucking hours. It was a phenomenal class.
How do you sign up
to that class?
Because I did it for free.
I'm sure you can. You stupid bitch. Oh my God.
You got fucked by
me. I hate you. You were helping me out.
I know.
Okay.
For
oh my God.
I thought her whole thingy was going to be nude. And then,
I know, and then I didn't even do a nude show. But
that's what I'm saying.
Maybe one day in the future.
I know.
I need to get back into it. You want me to draw you naked?
Do
not
it.
Not really.
I actually drew Brian naked one time, and I had him stand in front of me while I actually did it without looking, and it was one of my best things I drew.
What, you didn't look?
I didn't look at myself drawing it, and I put the paper over my arm, and
I
drew
you
it,
didn't
and
look
actually
at him.
Came
I'm
not
like,
bad.
What
no, I just looked at him, but I didn't look at my hand, and actually it came out too bad.
Wait, what were you saying? Oh, any outie vaginas? Looked at one for the first time today.
I heard there's like five.
Have the vaginas you've seen been any or outies? Do you not know?
You have to know.
I know.
Did it come out of the lip, or did it go inside of the lip?
I think outie.
What?
Why is that such a...
I don't know.
Because that's like
it's just
rare.
Weird when you grew up with that.
I didn't
so, like,
know.
The
that
only
was
girl
thing.
I was
that's
with had
saying.
An innie,
no,
and I have an innie.
Innie is like it's all in there. And that's how I thought it was, and I'm just ignorant.
Yeah, it is.
But
no, no. It's just because
you
don't know
I'm
until you've like
now.
Seen it or
yeah,
learned about
like
it, so I get that.
And I was like, whoa.
Well, there's things that's like all vaginas are different. You can see like even drawings.
No,
of them.
I knew
so, like, yeah.
I knew that.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I but it's
never
just, like, crazy.
Saw one
yeah,
that
yeah.
was like
yeah.
Meaty.
All
meaty
dudes are like the same.
Big meaty.
No, actually there's two.
Big meaty vagina.
There's uncircumcised.
They're all beautiful, just the way
yeah.
that they are.
No, that's
it's just weird
true.
When you don't have it. Like you're it's just like with your dick. Like you wouldn't know your dick was small or big until you saw another dick. You know, that's kind of, it's kind of just the same thing.
Wait, you had an outie?
Have you seen the dog I drew?
I think two outies.
PG.
Is that?
Two outies? Good lord,
wow.
He hit the jack.
One innie.
Whoa.
You like them, outie?
Sure.
Well,
you
just I just
you
heard,
don't
like,
I don't think there's a preference.
No,
just,
yeah, I don't think
I'm
so
just,
either, but...
It probably
okay.
is, but
I just
joking.
Well, once I went down the rabbit hole of outie versus innie...
The rabbit hole, Lord.
Yeah, it was a
that's
lot
a
of, like...
simile.
I painted that.
Metaphor.
Wow, you're right.
You love that?
What? It was
Arpina.
A lot of, like, oh, I have an outie vagina, and I hate myself. But I never knew it was a thing.
Yeah.
So that's why it
Do
blows
to,
my mind.
We need to, like, we need to end this.
That's what I was
we
saying.
We need to end
we got
this.
So real.
Angela, come back.
I
we have to say
it.
Goodbye. Yeah. Oh, that's what you meant. Okay. Okay, so, yeah, we, like, really took a long time. So I think we've basically kind of covered what we wanted to cover. Did you want to have any more comments? Yeah,
we could go through
them. Did you have any more comments you wanted to say before you go?
Fuck everyone.
Yes. Yes, you JK. Do you. This is your time to live.
Love everyone.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Angela, for being here today.
Did you have
a fun time?
Hell yeah, when am I back on?
Yeah. Oh, soon. Don't worry. We have all summer.
Jean's calling.
Everyone's gonna be around, so it'll be good. So thank you so much.
Send her a voicemail.
This has been Booze Up Bitches. Bye.
Bye.